Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Well, the Mormon Church has come out with another gospel topic statement that they have posted on LDS.org. They posted this on Friday, January 31st. There was an article in the Salt Lake Tribune talking about it, another article by Peggy Fletcher Stack. What was the title of that, Eric? And what does it say?
It was published on January 31st, 2014. DNA doesn't prove or disprove Book of Mormon, LDS essay says.
And so this is getting back to that issue that has, well, in my opinion, has not been a real friend to the Mormon Church. DNA has not been a real friend when it comes to the claims made in the Book of Mormon. But this is supposed to, I think, put members at ease that, as the article implies, DNA doesn't prove the Book of Mormon, but it doesn't disprove it either. And so we want to talk about that because there's some statements that are made not only in this article, but then we want to move on to the actual statement that is found on LDS.org.
Before we get into this, I just want to ask you the question, or I'm going to make a statement and you see if I'm right or not on this. It seems like the LDS Church in the past few months has been coming out with these kinds of statements on polygamy, on blacks, and now on the DNA, that were big issues with the Swedish rescue that we covered last year, last fall. Do you think, Bill, that perhaps these articles are a concerted effort by the LDS Church to answer, quote-unquote answer, the critics and the questions that came out of something like the Swedish rescue?
Well, I think we should explain to our listeners what that actually was all about. And this is something that happened a few years ago. We didn't even know about it till recently. And what happened was two Mormon historians were sent over to Stockholm, Sweden, to respond to a group of Swedish members who had questions about the Book of Mormon. And not only the Book of Mormon, but also other aspects of Mormon doctrine and history. This was recorded, and I don't know if the two people that were doing the talks actually knew that they were going to be recorded, but they were. And so we have the transcripts, and as you said, Eric, we've done several shows on this subject, and if you want to check those out, they're in our archives.
Yeah, just type in Swedish Rescue, and you will get an article, the second one that comes up, a fiery 2010 fireside in Stockholm, Sweden.
But as you mentioned, these three issues were, of course, brought up by those members. And you could be right. It could be a direct result of what took place there, because certainly the two historians that were involved, Marlon K. Jensen and Richard Turley, in my opinion, did not look very good in the way they answered these questions. But I think also these are not just questions that the Swedish members had at that time. These are questions that we've been hearing LDS members ask for years.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, the Mormon Church has basically remained silent, or they allow their apologists to do their dirty work. And these would be people like at the Neil Maxwell Institute or at FAIR. That's nice to do because that gives them plausible deniability. So if FAIR says something that the Mormon Church leadership doesn't agree with, they can easily wash their hands of that answer. Now the Mormon Church is coming out with these statements, and now they are taking responsibility. And I think this subject is very interesting because they are going to bring up some issues that I've heard brought up by Mormon apologists. But I can't recall ever hearing anyone who has any authority in the Mormon Church supporting a lot of these statements. And now they are. And it's going to cause them some problems because we're going to go through this and we're going to see that what the Mormon Church is now admitting to be true not only conflicts with what Mormon leaders have said in the past, but it also conflicts with the Book of Mormon itself.
And these aren't just articles that are from scholars. I mean, they certainly take items from scholars, but this is being published on the LDS.org website.
And the LDS Newsroom, and we've mentioned this several times, the LDS Newsroom came out a while back saying that when something is found on an official Mormon website, you can take that to the bank, folks. This isn't just opinion anymore. And I know we keep hearing Mormon apologists, every time you bring something up, it's all, well, that was just that person's opinion. Not if it's on LDS.org. That puts it into a whole new category, because basically they are owning it when it's on LDS.org. And so this statement that is on there, you can say that the Mormon Church is backing this up, even though there's no names on here. And none of these statements have any names. There's no author names to them. They're just put on the website, and hey, they're there. That's great. But well, how does this article start off?
Latter-day Saints believe their signature sacred scripture, the Book of Mormon, is a record of three groups of Hebrews who left the Middle East and sailed to the Americas centuries before Christ's birth. The Utah-based Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has taught that these peoples became the ancestors of American Indians. But recent DNA research has suggested that the majority of Native Americans today carry largely Asian DNA, not Middle Eastern, which critics use to discredit the faith's historical claims about the book. On Friday, the LDS Church posted another of its quote-unquote gospel topics essays, this one addressing the issue of DNA in the Mormon scripture.
And you can find this quite easily if you went to LDS.org. Just type in the search box, Book of Mormon and DNA Studies. That's the name of the article. We're going to be going through in the next few days some of the paragraphs that it mentions here. And I'll be right up front with you. I am not a DNA expert. And Eric, you know you're not a DNA expert.
No.
And when you read this article, they like to throw in a lot of stuff that I'm sure they know is probably over the heads of most readers. And I don't even know if we have to go there. I think we can stick to just some very simple statements that this statement is trying to make, and look at what Mormon scripture says about it, and look at what Mormon leaders have said about it. And I hope that members listening, or more members that are paying close attention, will see that this is just one more example of the Mormon leadership having to rock back on its heels, back up, and make course corrections, which in my opinion basically shows that the leadership up until this point, who made these other statements, really didn't know what they were talking about. Or could it be that the men that we have running the Mormon Church now really don't know what they're talking about? But what's interesting is it seems like they're getting away from, well, Revelation tells us, because when you look at the footnotes on this statement, they're quoting all the scholars. And isn't that how they used to make fun of Christianity? Oh, you guys, you go to all your scholars. We have Revelation. We don't need scholars. And they would actually mock education in the temple ceremony and such. But yet, look at what they're doing now. They're turning to the scholars to bail them out. Because why? Their revelatory experiences of the past aren't holding water. And now they've got to make a course correction. So let's just very quickly start this study and look at what this statement says. And we're not going to get too deep into it today, but we've got a lot of good stuff that we want to talk about.
Well, the second paragraph of this Book of Mormon and DNA study says, although the primary purpose of the Book of Mormon is more spiritual than historical, some people have wondered whether the migrations it describes are compatible with scientific studies of ancient America. The discussion has centered on the field of population genetics and the developments in DNA science. Some have contended that the migrations mentioned in the Book of Mormon did not occur because the majority of DNA identified to date in modern Native peoples most closely resembles that of Eastern Asian populations.
Now, why would they raise that argument? Well, it's because in the Book of Mormon itself, it talks about these people being from the House of Israel. And of course, if you're going to say that the people mentioned in the Book of Mormon are from the House of Israel, then how in the world do these Asian DNA markers all of a sudden appear? It doesn't seem to make sense. And so what they're going to do is they're going to try and make a case that you can have the science regarding DNA and the fact that there's no Semitic DNA that basically should support what we believe the Book of Mormon to be saying. And they're going to open that door and say, well, it's not so specific. We could allow the other, the Asian DNA, to come in as well. And it doesn't harm either the Book of Mormon or our understanding of the Book of Mormon. Okay, go ahead with that. Ancestors and the American Indians.
Yeah, it says the evidence assembled to date suggests that the majority of Native Americans carry largely Asian DNA. Scientists theorize that in an era that predated Book of Mormon accounts, a relatively small group of people migrated from Northeast Asia to the Americas by way of a land bridge that connected Siberia to Alaska. These people, scientists say, spread rapidly to fill North and South America and were likely the primary ancestors of modern American Indians.
Now, when I read that, it gives me the impression that the church is agreeing with that. It doesn't sound like they're arguing with it. These people, scientists say, spread rapidly to fill North and South America and were likely the primary ancestors of the modern American Indians. What makes that statement stand out is the fact that in the 1981 introduction to the Book of Mormon, it said something else. It said the record gives an account of two great civilizations. Two great civilizations. One came from Jerusalem in 600 BC and afterwards separated into two nations known as the Nephites and the Lamanites. The other came much earlier when the Lord confounded the tongues at the Tower of Babel. This group is known as the Jaredites. After thousands of years, all were destroyed except the Lamanites, and they are the principal ancestors of the American Indians. Now, we know that this statement, this introduction, was changed around 2006. The Mormon Church removed this statement and changed it, tweaked it a little bit to where they said that the Lamanites were what?
They are among the ancestors of the American Indians.
So, as far back as the mid-2000s, around 2006, the Mormon Church was acknowledging that the statement that they had in the Book of Mormon under this introduction was not accurate. And what did they do? Well, they didn't have Brigham Young to kick around, but they had Bruce McConkie to blame, because Bruce McConkie, a Mormon apostle, was the one responsible for writing that introduction.
And he wrote it in 1981 when the new edition came out from after the Black Revelation, and we had more changes to the Book of Mormon at that time.
And so what they did was, by blaming Bruce McConkie, they tend to just say, well, see, it's not the church, it was just this one apostle. Well, we're going to be looking a little bit closer at this statement in tomorrow's broadcast, and we hope that you'll join us, because it's going to be a good show.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you considered visiting the Holy Land? Well, in February 2015, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson are hosting a trip to Israel with the option to visit the Seven Churches of Revelation in Turkey. During our 11-day trip to Israel, former Utah pastor Joel Kramer will take us on a day to see important biblical sites where very few people go. We'll also have a chance to swim in the Dead Sea, get baptized in the Jordan River, and hike through Hezekiah's Tunnel. To find out more, visit MRM.org and click on the Israel icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Again, that's MRM.org.